Okay, in a moment we'll focus on our series of 1 Peter, and as Beryl comes up to amplify God's reading to us, again, it's just really important just to remember how blessed it is to have a Mission Sunday where we can really focus on God's work around the world.
First Peter 3:8-12, suffering for doing good. Finally, all of you, live in harmony with one another. Be sympathetic, love as brothers, be compassionate and humble. Do not repay evil with evil or insult with insult, but with blessing, because to this you were called, so that you may inherit a blessing. For whoever would love life and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from deceitful speech. He must turn from evil and do good. He must seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are attentive to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil.
Good morning to everybody. My name is Steve, for those who don't know me, and I'm a member here at Raleigh Baptist Church. And a very warm welcome to all our friends online as well. And we hope that you enjoy the series, continuation of the series today. 1 Peter 3 verses 8 to 12. Beryl, thank you so much for doing that reading. But before we go on, let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, may the words that I speak today be your words. Help me to bring over the message in accordance with your will. Amen. Well, in Peter's message, he encourages us to keep on striving to do good and be in harmony with others. Easy to say, not so easy to do. I'm sure if I asked any of you today, you've had to endure some form of suffering. Whether it be attack on you because of your faith, or because someone's just been nasty to you for no apparent reason. But we so often want to jump in and retaliate in an unchristian-like manner. However, the Bible teaches us, never repay evil with evil. We must always remember, Jesus was ridiculed and despised by the teachers of the law. However, he always used scripture to reply and answer their questions. Always be open and honest and do good to others. Jesus often used parables to teach on a specific point. Let me tell you a story. Sally and Jimmy were spending a summer vacation with their grandparents on a beautiful farm. Lovely open fields, a nice big forest, and a lovely, lovely lake. Jimmy's grandfather had given him a slingshot. Jimmy had gone to the woods to practice his aim with his slingshot. But the more he tried to hit a tree, the more he missed. He tried on a small tree from a long distance, then a slightly bigger tree at a slightly shorter distance. But the only way he could hit the tree was if it was a massive tree and he was standing almost on top of it. He just really couldn't get it right. He just couldn't. After many hours of seemingly unsuccessful practice, Jimmy decided to go home and have some of Granny's biscuits that she was baking that day. Coming back around the barn, just before he got to the house, he noticed Grandma's pet duck taking a walk down to the lake. put his hand into his pocket, whipped out a stone, put it into the slingshot, took aim and let it fly. But to his surprise and horror, he actually hit the duck square on the head, killing the duck instantly. What was he going to do? He couldn't believe what had happened. He'd been missing everything. And I killed Grandma's duck. He ran over, picked up the duck, and the first thing that came to his mind was, I must hide it. So he took a quick look around, saw a big wood pile next to the shed. He quickly removed the load of the logs and hid the duck under the wood pile. Just as he was walking away, he saw Sally. The expression on her face told him she knew everything. They sat down for lunch. And after lunch, Grandpa suggested that the children go down to the lake and do some fishing. Grandma said, Sally needs to help me clear up and help me prepare the dinner. Immediately, Sally said, Jimmy wants to help Grandma with the evening meal. Whispering in Jimmy's ear, remember the duck. Well, this continued for 4 days. And after 4 days of Jimmy doing his and Sally's chores, he could no longer bear it. Standing in front of Grandma, Jimmy said, I'm so sorry, but I accidentally killed your duck. Grandma said, I know, Jimmy. How on earth did you know, Grandma? Did Sally tell you? No, Jimmy. I saw it happened just as Sally did. Because I was standing at the kitchen window looking to see if you'd return for lunch. But why didn't you say anything, Grandma? Jimmy asked, tears rolling down his cheeks. Because I knew in time you would tell me the truth. I was just wondering how long you were going to allow yourself to be Sally's slave. Although in 1 Peter 3 verse 10 says, whoever would love life and see good days must keep his tongue from evil and his lips from deceitful speech. We can also add deceitful thoughts and actions. Remember the duck in the woodpile? Our actions are just as important as our words. I think this verse has a wonderful meaning to Jimmy now when he reads it the next time, because he could have had 4 extra really good days on the farm. Openness and honesty is always the best policy. Now, this is what I want to try and bring over to us, is that Jesus is always watching. He's always at the window. He sees what we do. If we do things that other people don't see, just remember, God sees everything. We cannot hide anything from God. We have to be honest and open with God. Right, I'd like to explain the importance of the number 1. You will see I have my 1 t-shirt on today. Could I have a show of hands? Who's been to Paris? Ooh, good number of people, right. Can anybody tell me the name of the famous museum in Paris? The Louvre, that's correct. Could anybody tell me the name of the famous painting? The Mona Lisa. Okay, we're not talking about the Mona Lisa today. There's another painting that hung in the Louvre Museum in Paris. The painting is known as Checkmate. Right. This painting, unfortunately, is no longer in the Louvre. It's now in private hands. It was sold in a Christie's auction in 1999. The painting depicts two chess players. One is Satan, who appears arrogantly confident, and the other is a man who looks forlorn. If Satan wins, he wins the man's soul. Right, there's a bit of a story to this, so I'm going to tell it to you. If you've heard it, I do apologize, and if it's slightly different to the one you've heard, I also apologize for that. A group of top sports stars were given a guided tour through the museum. Within the group was a chess grandmaster. The group looked at the painting for a while, and they moved on to the next painting. A short time later, they noticed that the grandmaster was no longer within the group. The grandmaster was staring at the painting. Finally, he looked at this in surprise, because the interpretation of the painting is as follows, is that the devil has the man in checkmate. And he realized that it's not. Though the devil seemed to be the obvious victor, he was in fact not winning. The man who thought he was losing the actual game was actually winning. According to the arranged pieces left on the chessboard, that forlorn man, king, had one move left. And this fateful move would make him the winner of the game. The grandmaster called the curator of the museum and demanded that the title Checkmate did not fit the scene, because the forlorn player was actually had the ability to defeat Satan. His king had one move left. Our king has one move left. Look at this, the spiritual connotation to this. To the grandmaster's discoveries, repeatedly in scripture, God assures his people that there is always a way out of a situation when it seems to be a hopeless end. When the people of Judah were being deported to Babylon because of their sinfulness, God revealed that a future day of release would come. Just as he'd provided water for the Israelites in the desert, He would also provide for them along their long trek homeward. God had one more move. Little boy in John 6 had two fish and a few loaves of bread. Checkmate, he had to feed 12,000 people. Or a couple of thousand, anyway. But the king had one move left. They collected 12 baskets of leftovers after the meal had been served. For Lazarus's family, it was checkmate. Lazarus was dead. He was in the tomb. No. The king had one move left. In the Old Testament, Daniel was thrown into a den of hungry lions. Checkmate, you might say. No. The king had one more move. Daniel came out there perfectly fine. So too, as we heard in last week's story with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were fine. The king had one more move. On Good Friday, the crucifixion next to Jesus, the criminal thought and knew it was checkmate. But no, God had one more move. That man repented and is in the kingdom with God today. On Easter, on that Easter Friday, the disciples and the followers must have thought, checkmate. Jesus has been crucified. He's been put into the tomb. But oh glory, on that Easter Sunday, God had one more move. Jesus is alive. He came out of that tomb. And he lives today. So often in life, we consider the world to be in a mess. With war, just look at the flags here, we understand all what it's about at the moment. Violence, a deadly pandemic, unemployment, struggling marriages, depression, isolation, and more. We can easily become disillusioned. People begin to feel lost. It looks like checkmate. But we need not fear. The game is not over. The king has one more move. Our Creator always allows us to have one more move. I think that the woman who is caught in adultery must have thought, this is checkmate. There's an entire crowd ready with stones to stone her. But the king made one more move. He said to them, those of you who are without sin, throw the first stone. And to the woman he said, go and sin no more. Our Creator God still has one move left. Our lives are in the future of His hands. We go up the wrong path occasionally. But you know what? God allows U-turns. God has got one more move. It's so easy for us to sit and feel depressed about things or to suffer. But if we just take our burdens and give them to the Lord, show true repentance the way Jimmy did about his grandma's duck. God always has forgiveness. God, the King of Kings, has one more move. Let's pray. Dear Father, thank you that your ways have one more move. Help us